Miss Dursley has been punctured, and her memory has been modified. She has no recollection of the incident at all, so that's that, and no harm done." Fudge smiled at Harry over the rim of his teacup, rather like an uncle surveying a favourite nephew. Harry, who couldn't believe his ears, opened his mouth to speak, couldn't think of anything to say, and closed it again.
"Ah, you're worrying about the reaction of your aunt and uncle?" said Fudge. "Well, I won't deny that they are extremely angry, Harry, but they are prepared to take you back next summer, as long as you stay at Hogwarts for the Christmas and Easter holidays."
Harry unstuck his throat. "I always stay at Hogwarts for the Christmas and Easter holidays," he said, "and I don't ever want to go back to Privet Drive."
"Now, now, I'm sure you'll feel differently once you've calmed down," said Fudge, in a worried tone. "They are your family, after all, and I'm sure you're fond of each other, very deep down."
It didn't occur to Harry to put Fudge right. He was still waiting to hear what was going to happen to him now.
"So all that remains," said Fudge, now buttering himself a second crumpet, "is to decide where you're going to spend the last 2 weeks of your holidays. I suggest you take a room here, at the Leaky Cauldron. And hang on," blurted Harry, "what about my punishment?"
Fudge blinked.
"Punishment?" "I broke the law," Harry said. "The decree for the restriction of underage wizardry."